National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And welcome back to the program. We are live once again. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here for you, answering your money questions, talking to you about strategy as we do every single day on this program. Now, if you just happen to join us because there's a new hour for you, or the other radio or TV stations don't cover the other hour, I said we're live and I meant it. Professor Plum, we were off. For those of you just joining us.
We are physically, not mentally this time.
No. Well, I think maybe a little bit of both. I really don't know. We were gone. You and I were on separate vacations. You enjoyed time with your wife, and I enjoyed time with my wife, which is the way it should be. You traveled around the country, well, at least portions.
The northwestern portion of the
country. Yeah, portions of it, the what we call the Davy Crockett Zone, or the
Wild Bill Hickok.
Right. There were certain.
Bill Cody Zone.
Okay, maybe that's what it is. I know there are certain sections of the map, Buffalo at least Bill. The one that I had, that says unexplored still, and you were there.
Well, your idea of rooms or of roughing it is a hotel without room service. So,
well, yeah. that's it. In fact, I had one without air conditioning too when we were down in Hallstatt, Austria. Anyway, so you were off touring parts of the country and in the backwoods of the country. I was in Germany and Austria and then having a wonderful, wonderful time for a good 2 weeks plus, as a matter of fact. So this all points to the direction of me saying we're back live once again and here to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Coming up this hour, we've got, in our absence, we received a whole bunch of emails, which obviously we can't answer live because we weren't here to do so. So we're going to do these emails here. Several, if you emailed us, and I know some of you did upwards of a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
You haven't gotten any replies yet because I didn't reply while I was on vacation.
Well, you couldn't reply even if you wanted to. Let's put it that way.
I had, like I said, at a 10-day stretch, 11-day stretch, with absolutely no electronic communication.
No, you were off in Wyoming and sections of Idaho. Were you in Washington?
We did not hit Washington.
Okay.
We were a little bit further east than that. We were in the eastern Idaho, Wyoming, Montana.
Montana, uh-huh.
Big sky country, beautiful.
And there's a reason they call it Big Sky Country, because there are certain sections where it's nothing but sky. And then you were also in the Yellowstone. No, not
Yellowstone. In Wyoming.
Yeah,
mostly.
Yellowstone in Wyoming.
Mostly in Wyoming.
Not Yosemite. For some reason, the two Y's always confuse me. Yellowstone, spent some time there watching nature do whatever it is nature does.
And that was wonderful.
Yeah.
Saw more nature than I expected, more animals than I expected. And closer up.
Yeah, it's nice. And I did the same thing, except I was, traveling through the forests of Germany with my wife. And actually, we alternated between forests and certain cities, and then I was in big cities like Vienna and Munich and just enjoying the heck out of it. So we are back, though. And so I know we want to take some phone calls. We got some folks on hold. More of your emails. As I said, we will get to these emails. If you want to call us, we still have a couple of lines open. We'll take calls first. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. And emails, which we will get to this hour, we'll get to several of those. In fact, there won't really be a topic this hour. We're going to stick to the emails and the phone calls.
We'll catch up.
Yeah, and we are going to need to do that quite a bit. You go to our website to email us, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. You'll see a link. It says Find Your Answer. Speaking of finding your answer, you can also do so with Professor Rick Plum. Here just off the air, if you want to get in touch with him or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. They're there to help you out, To help you make a strategy, to get a strategy, we talked last hour about the importance of having a strategy, understanding taxes, or at least your advisor should. This is all stuff that they will work out with you. You can give them a call off the air at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, the off-air number to speak with an advisor. Make an appointment. Talk to them about your future. It is crucial that you have your future all set up. 800-644-1150. Professor Plum, that's the off-air number. Professor Plum, you had said this last hour, you know, just that short amount of time that you and I were off doing our thing, it gave me, and I know you, a sense of, just a tiny sense of, gosh, this is what it could be, what it's like to retire.
A little bit, but it showed me the importance of understanding not just the financial side of retirement, but the emotional side of it, and having a plan for what you're going to do in retirement. No, it doesn't have to be an intricate plan. It could be that you just want to, you know, read books and do things. But there's a lot of time out there. And filling it up, you know, it's not just, do I have enough money to retire? It's, do I have enough money to do the things I want to do in retirement? Which, first off, presupposes you know what you want to do in retirement. And it's hard to understand what you want to do in retirement when you've been working 40, 50, 60 hours a week and you've never had the opportunity to have time off. I mean, extended time. The reason this came up is because John and I both, the time we just took was the most time either one of us have ever taken off
ever.
In our lives.
Ever. I mean, if you count, you know, preschool and kindergarten, maybe.
Yeah.
But
in our
certainly
adult lives.
In our adult lives, I have never, ever had 2 weeks off. And
not
so
me.
Not you, certainly. And
it made me start thinking about retirement a lot more.
Boy, didn't it, though? I'll tell you what, not that we don't love what we do. But anyway, so this shows the importance of planning, which is what we do, and we want you to help. We want to help you as well. 877-PLANNER. There's a reason we put planning into our phone number. Planner, 877-752-6637. We'll take a couple of calls. We will get to some emails here. Let's get first off to, I don't know which is first, so let's move to Larry in Albany first up. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, hi. So I have a few old retirement plans. It's a profit sharing and a money purchase. The brokerage firm is trying to, encouraging me to do IRA rollovers, and their main advantage, they're telling me, is that I would no longer have to file a 5500 form with the IRS.
Okay.
And I just wanted to check in with you and see if there's any downside to doing that. From their point of view, it sounds like it would make my life easier and simpler.
So you're retired now?
Yeah, I'm no longer. No, I'm not retired. I'm no longer contributing to those plans.
So you would, as long as those plans stay open, there's a certain amount of record keeping that does have to occur. The 5500s, which are a tax reporting form, and it needs to be updated periodically. The fact that you said money purchase plan means it hasn't been updated in quite a while, because those are kind of an obsolete plan nowadays. From a pure creditor protection standpoint, the IRA has a little bit less creditor protection than the retirement plan, but not much. So it's not a big deal there. And unless you're in a really highly litigious area, it's not going to matter. So most of the time where somebody's no longer looking to, it would make sense for most people to terminate the plan, stop having these fees go on, stop having the plan expenses. You're probably, you know, you can have the exact same investments in the IRA as you have in the, so from a management standpoint, it doesn't necessarily have to be managed any differently. It's just the title's going to change, and you've no longer got the accounting of the plan to deal with going forward.
Okay, so then it does sound like a good
yeah.
thing to do, because those plans haven't been active in 10, 15 years. So there's
right, the money purchase plan kind of went out the window about 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, about 2000, maybe a little after.
Yeah, I think maybe 2002. But yeah, it's been sort of opposite. We used to do the combination plan a lot to be able to get to the higher limits, but they were more structured. Then they changed the rules, and the profit sharing plans just basically took over and gave us the same contribution limit plus flexibility, so nobody did money purchase plans anymore. So yeah, I can't think of a reason why it's going to matter to, you know, other than saving some costs of the plan administration.
Okay, so I think I'm just going to go ahead and do it.
Sure.
I just wanted, before I jumped into anything, just make sure there's not anything I was overlooking.
Well, you need to terminate the plan and roll it over to an IRA.
That's good. And I already have an IRA with them, so I don't
okay.
need to set up a new account. It's just.
So most likely you can just transfer the assets in kind from one plan to the IRA, and it won't. Nothing changes.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you very much. I'm going to go ahead and do that then.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for the call, Larry. I appreciate it. We haven't heard from these plans in a little while.
And now, there's one thing to be careful with. There are certain annuities out there that sometimes you'll buy inside of a money purchase plan, a profit sharing plan, or a retirement plan at work, especially if it's your own plan and you buy an annuity. There, and it's just a handful of them, and they're kind of a pain, that the insurance company doesn't allow them to be transferred, doesn't allow the ownership change to go from a plan to an IRA. So it has to be surrendered into the retirement plan to cash, and then cash moved over to the IRA.
If you're still in the surrender period?
That's a problem if you're still in the surrender period.
Ah.
And so when you're buying an annuity inside of a money purchase plan, a profit sharing plan, a defined benefit plan, your retirement plan at work that you control, that's usually where it happens, just ask, can this be transferred, can the ownership of this be transferred to an IRA in the future? And like I said, it's only a handful of them. You don't run into them very often. But the problem is when you do run into them, it's a giant pain. So just make sure it can be transferred upon termination of the plan.
These were these plans, as you said, were these money purchase plans. They were similar to just regular old profit sharing plans.
Well, the money purchase plan is a defined contribution plan. You can put in, but you set it up, and once you set it up, that's the percent you put in every year. It didn't change from year to year. So if I wanted 10%, I could do, but I could go all the way to 25%.
Yeah.
Back then, profit sharing plans only went to 15.
But now?
But profit sharing had flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Now profit sharing plans go to 25, so why would I want a structure?
Right, you don't, and now that you have flexibility, it's a whole lot better. So, okay, hang on. Bruce, we'll get to you next in Bellingham, Washington, and we still have two lines open, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back with more right after this.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or click contact us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Market Strategy Investing, taking your calls. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, live, of course, as I said before, and we're here till the top of the hour, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. We will get to some of those, Social Security and other types of emails, kind of running the gamut here of topics on both emails and phone calls. 877-752-6637. Back to the phones. I think I said Bruce is next. He is in Bellingham, Washington. Hello, Bruce.
Hello, good morning. Welcome back. Quick question, Social Security question for clarification purposes, please. Husband and a wife. Wife is a couple years younger than the husband. Let's say the husband takes an early Social Security benefit at 62, 63, 64. And is the wife, is the spousal benefit, if she is planning on taking part of the writing the husband's benefit, is that benefit, if she takes it early as well at say 62 or 63, is that reduced benefit calculated on the husband's early benefit, or is it on his full benefit that he would have received had he waited until age 66 or his full retirement age?
The spousal retirement benefit is always based on the worker's full retirement age benefit. It doesn't matter when the worker, the husband in this case from your example, takes their benefit, whether they take it at 62 or at 70, whether it's reduced or it's enhanced with the delayed retirement credits. The spousal retirement benefit is always based on that individual's, the worker's, full retirement age benefit. And then it's reduced from there if the spouse is younger than full retirement age when they take a benefit. So So let's say that your benefit at full retirement age 66 was $2,000, but you took it at 62, so you're going to receive $1,500 a month, a 25% haircut. So you've taken it early. They don't care what your benefit is that you're receiving. All they care is, are you receiving a benefit? Your spouse is not eligible for a benefit until you're receiving a benefit. So you start receiving it. Now they look at, okay, how old is the spouse when they apply? Let's assume the spouse does not apply until they are actually full retirement age. They would be eligible for 50% of the $2,000, not the 50% of what you're receiving. So it's based on the worker's full retirement age benefit. And then obviously it's reduced if the spouse is under full retirement age when they apply.
Got it. So the spousal benefit, if she were 62 when she applied, and say that using that $1,500 example again, that the husband was receiving, she would receive 32 or 33 or 34%, whatever that number is, of the $2,000 instead of 32 or 33 of the $1,500.
You've got it. You got it right on the money there.
Okay, got it. I understand. Thank you. That's very helpful. clarification.
All right, Bruce, thank you for the question. And
it's a common one.
It is a common one. I was just going to say, we get that from time to time, maybe one of the more common Social Security questions. So the spousal is based on, one way to understand how the spousal benefit works is to know that the starting point is the worker's full retirement age benefit, regardless of anything else.
And the spousal benefit. Now, the spousal retirement benefit assumes both people are still alive. We're not talking survivor benefits.
No, this
We're
is
talking
only
spousal retirement. And that's only if you're actually eligible, where you don't have your own benefit or it's very small. The spousal retirement benefit is always based on the worker's full retirement age benefit. And at best, it's 50%. But if you take it early, if the spouse takes it early, not the worker in this case, but if the spouse takes it early, then the spousal benefit is reduced. There's no enhancement for waiting past 66 to take the spousal benefit, but there is a reduction if the spouse takes it prior to their full retirement age. And it could be, you know, as he was saying, as much as, instead of 50%, it could be 35% or 32.5%, depending upon when the actual retirement full retirement age is. Because we're getting into that window where full retirement age is changing. It was 66 for a number of years. But for people getting to age 62, 60, you know, this year, next year, the following years, your full retirement age is going up a couple months each year now.
Until those born in 1960 or later have it fully at age 67.
Yes. So whenever we're talking about Social Security and we talk about full retirement age, we have to understand what year the person was born to understand when their full retirement age is.
Yeah, and again, if you're, we separate it from a worker and a spouse. We're going to pretend like the worker is the one with the Social Security benefit. The spouse is the one that's taking the spousal benefit. All right. Now, if the worker happened to take their benefit early, say at age 62, so instead of getting $1,000 a month, they're going to get $750 a month.
Uh-huh.
If the spouse waits until their own full retirement age to collect on the spousal benefit, assuming they're eligible, the spouse would get
$500. That's more than 50% of what the worker's receiving.
Right. So it has nothing at all to do with what the worker actually is receiving or when they took their benefit or anything. It always starts with the spousal with the worker's full retirement age benefit. And then it is reduced based on
the spouse's age.
The spouse's age, how far below age 66.
So it's a matter of, you know, the worker is very important in this. First off, they obviously have to have a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And for a married couple, the worker has to be receiving the benefit now. Anybody who's applying now, you can't do a file and suspend anymore. You know, that went out of the window a little over a year ago. So it's a matter of the worker has to have applied. That's where the worker comes in. The worker has to have applied. What they're actually receiving is not the issue. What would they have received at full retirement age? What's their, what they call PIA, primary insurance amount, their full retirement age amount. That's what dictates what the spouse gets. The spouse gets a percentage of that full retirement age benefit.
Yep. So once we've determined that the worker has applied for their benefit, we're talking about current marriages, that the worker has applied for their benefit, from then on, it all becomes
It
goes to the spouse, and it's reduced. And as you said, Professor Plum, it's another important thing to note. You can wait up until age 70 for your own benefit and allow it your own benefit, your retirement benefit, to grow. The spousal benefit, however, stops growing for you as the spouse at your full retirement age.
Now, so there's no double whammy for, you know, both of you taking it at 62. The worker takes it at 62. They took a reduction. And then the spouse takes a benefit and they take a reduction from the reduction. That doesn't work.
No.
It's all based on they're both based on the full retirement age. That is one of the differences, though, between that and a survivor benefit. A survivor benefit could be doubly reduced.
Sure.
If somebody started receiving their benefit at 63, 63 and a half, and then they passed away and their spouse is only 60, their spouse gets a reduced benefit as a survivor from what was being received already, which was a reduced benefit. That's a double reduction. But that's survivors. That's one of the disadvantages to the survivor side of it. Whereas the spousal benefit, retirement benefit, both people still alive, doesn't have that disadvantage.
No, and one other thing to keep in mind, there are ex-spouse benefits as well. If you happen to be eligible to receive a benefit from your ex-spouse, and there are different qualifying things that you have to know in order to qualify for that. But in, at least in the ex-spouse case, the ex-spouse worker does not have to have applied for their benefit in order for you to get one. They just have to be old enough to receive a benefit.
And you had to be divorced for at least 2 years.
Well, I said there are other qualifying factors.
And married for 10 years.
And married for 10 years.
And single.
Currently single. Did we leave anything out?
I don't think so. And not working.
Oh, that's right. Not work. Well.
Well, not making too much.
Not making. You can work.
But just don't make too much.
Don't make more than almost $17,000, or your benefit is going to be reduced per year. All right. Get all that. Hey, lines open. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. We're coming right back with more live Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer, Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Oh yeah, back on the program, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, easing into the week once again as we do. I haven't done any by the numbers yet today. We've been busy. We're talking taxes. We've been talking, taking your phone calls. In fact, the first email of the day I'm going to finally get to here. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. You'll see a link that says Find Your Answer. Lynn in San Mateo, California. I am 62, just took my Social Security, $1,700 a month. My only other income is my CalPERS, which is the California Public Employee Retirement System. My CalPERS pension of $5,000 a month, $60,000 per year. How much of any money will I be taxed on my Social Security dollars? Interesting question here.
Well, when we look at the formula, 85% of your Social Security benefit will be taxable. So your Social Security benefit, $1,700 a month, that's a little over $20,000 a year. So you can figure $17,000 of that $20,400 of Social Security will be taxable. That just gets added to the $60,000 of other income you have from your pension, plus any other income you might have from IRAs, 403Bs, or other things that you might be able to take distributions from. So, but at that level, that $60,000 pension, whether you're single or married, you're going to hit the max on the Social Security. 85% of it is going to be taxable. It's going to show up on the tax return in the taxable column. So like I said, a little over $17,000 of your Social Security will be taxable.
That's it?
That's it.
Now, there's no GPO or anything like this?
The California Public Retirement System, most of the employees that pay into PERS also pay into Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few that do pay in, that do not
do
pay
not.
Into Social Security. But if somebody's got, at age 62, a $1,700 a month pension from Social Security, I should say annuity from Social Security, they've been paying into Social Security at a pretty good clip for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
And to get a $60,000 a year PERS pension, you've probably been making pretty good money at PERS. So it's very likely that they were paying Social Security and into the PERS system at the same time, which means no government pension offset, no windfall elimination provision. So I'm going to go with that reading
That'll
between
be your,
the lines. That's
okay,
my
there
position,
you go.
And I'm sticking to it for right now.
Well, when I said it was an interesting question, when he asked it, he just started taking his Social Security. In some cases, they may not know about any of the government pension offset or, you know, for spouses or other people, the windfall elimination provision portion of Social Security. So there could be that, potentially. But we're going to assume that in Lynn's case, that doesn't
apply.
Yeah,
but to have a $1,700 a month Social Security benefit at 62,
you have to have been paying.
They had to have had $2,300 a month Social Security benefit at full retirement age, and to get a $2,300, you had to be paying into it for multiple years.
Yeah,
I mean, you had to have your. Most likely, they've got their 30 years of substantial earnings. Even if they did not pay into the, it's not going to be an issue. I don't believe.
Okay. All right. Just happened to bring that up. All right. And if you have questions on that, we'll maybe not talk later today. I don't know that we have time, but we have covered this in the past, the government pension offset and the windfall elimination provision as it applies. Well, it only applies to Social Security recipients who have been who are also currently collecting a pension from a job in which they did not contribute to the Social Security system, as they say. In other words, they did not pay FICA taxes on those wages. If that's the case, then they could have some or all of their own benefit reduced. No. The spousal benefit, the government pension offset. Anyway, it could be reduced or eliminated. Let's just put it that way. Bob in Houston, Texas, who seems to be asking a question of somebody else. Bob tells us Charles is 81, a resident of Texas. His personal estate is less than $1,000. I guess that's $1,000?
Yes.
Okay. And is the beneficiary of a special needs trust. When Charles passes away, my mother becomes remainder beneficiary and assets bypass probate. My question is, since the assets are bypassing probate in Texas, can Medicaid file a recovery claim? Medicaid can file recovery claims only on assets in probate in Texas, correct? Well, we need to explain a couple things here.
Well, the beauty here is that, assuming that the special needs portion of this trust was set up properly, the assets don't belong to the 81-year-old Charles. The trustee has the right to use some of the income every year for the benefit of incidental issues for Charles. Charles, was it? Yeah, Charles.
Yes.
But it's not his money. And so the state cannot, Medicaid cannot do a recovery on assets that did not belong to the individual. That's what the special needs trust is about. That's
why it was set up.
The whole idea of the special needs trust is to allow for the individual to still be eligible for government assistance, but then have a little bit of extra money, because unfortunately for government assistance you have to be fairly low on the income scale. It allows the trustee to provide certain things over and above just basics for that individual, but not have to worry about the recovery. Now, there are times, I don't know the rules in Texas about probate or non-probate as far as whether they can go after Medicare recovery for just probatable assets, because it would make sense that if I am in Texas, and I don't know the Texas rules, but if I own assets inside my living trust, and I am eligible for however reason for some kind of a Medicaid issue, which means I don't have much in my living trust, I guess, they can try to go for a recovery, even though it passes to somebody else through my trust in many states. Because in your case, it doesn't matter because the special needs trust is there. I can't think of how probate or non-probate would be here for recovery. Now, life insurance is not recoverable.
What we're talking about when you say Medicaid recovery, Professor Plum?
Well, somebody needs long-term care. They go into a facility. They don't have any assets. The only way for Medicare to pay, Medicaid will pay for the long-term care, the convalescent, the nursing home costs, assuming the person doesn't have any money. So there's generally very little to recover. But a house is an exempt asset. So there are certain assets that are exempt. There's not very many. So in some states, they've been trying to go after the remainder estate, whatever is there, as a recovery to what they've paid for that individual for the time that they were in or taking government assistance for those particular issues. The biggest one I've seen is where they try to go after a home that during the individual's lifetime is an exempt asset. When they die, it's no longer an exempt asset, and so they're trying to go after that home. But typically, whether it's probate or non-probate, it's mm-hmm. difficult for the recovery. And with the special needs trust, if all he has is $1,000, they're not going to come after very much.
No, if anything at all, they probably
not the remainder, because it's not Charles.
It doesn't
belong to Charles.
No, they can come after assets that do belong to you, I suppose.
But they can try to go after assets that do belong to you, but they can't.
They can't.
Not normally. Now, there are some, what are they called? Philadelphia rules? Not the city. I can't think of the name of it. Where there are actually certain states, Pennsylvania was one of them, that they were going after relatives.
Oh yeah,
for Medicaid
recovery. Yeah, yeah.
And they've won some.
Well, and which is sort of like also related in some way to the going after for student loans, going after Social Security payments, trying to recover student loan payments from somebody else.
But what I saw strange. One was an estranged family where the kids didn't have anything to do with dad. I mean, they hadn't seen him in 20, 30 years. Dad goes into a nursing home and he passes away, and the state goes after the kids mm-hmm. for his care. And it wasn't like dad shifted all his assets and gave them to the kids. They had nothing to do with them. Anyway, and I can't think of the name of those kinds of rules.
Well, we can look it up during the break. Very quick question from Charles in Pittsburgh. Our daughter's going through a nasty divorce after 18 years of marriage. Her ex never worked much. Will he be able to get part of her Social Security benefit?
How long were they married?
18 years of marriage. Ex never worked much.
Well, that's probably why they're getting divorced. But, yeah, he can. If he has a very low benefit, once she reaches age 62, assuming he is age 62 or older, he can apply for a benefit. And there's nothing the divorce can do to take away from it. You know, they were married for at least 10 years. As long as they're divorced for 2 years before he tries to apply, there's nothing she can do to stop him from getting... Now, the benefit, or the advantage here, or the good news, I should say, is it doesn't affect her in any way, shape, or form. Her benefit is not reduced. Her benefit is her benefit, regardless of whether he does or does not get a benefit from her work record. Her benefit is her benefit. It doesn't hurt her in any way, shape, or form. Okay. If he does take a benefit from her work record, it doesn't benefit her in any way, shape, or form. If he doesn't take a benefit from her work record.
It's
a non-event.
Yeah, other than the revenge factor, if you happen to be part of this, where it is, you know,
get the revenge a different way, because you can't do anything with this one.
You cannot do that. They cannot be negotiated in a divorce settlement, at least not directly. You could, you know, make up for it in other areas.
Say the spousal payments are going to stop.
You could do that, but you can't do it directly. So anyway, that's the deal, Charles. Okay, 877 Planner, some trivia and more coming up when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Great song. We only get to hear one of the, you know, sort of dual part of this because this is the last segment of the hour. But anyway, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, guess who? Great band. Great band that just stayed under the radar, in my opinion, for whatever reason. But it's some wonderful, wonderful music. All right, so coming up on this program tomorrow, maybe more of Guess Who? I don't know. But beyond that, we've got it's going to be a jam-packed Tuesday here on this show. First of all, we're going to bring in, we'll do an email or two at the top of the first hour, and then we're going to bring in Gene Pastula, who has become our resident know-it-all on life insurance. That sounds like a disparaging comment. It's not. He actually does happen to know it all. This is what happens when you work in an industry for 35 or 40 years. You tend to get pretty good at it. So Gene's going to come on. I don't know what his specific topic will be, but he will cover it for probably a couple of segments here on this program tomorrow. And then we will be talking maybe, probably more likely in the second hour because of Gene's presence. Planning for required minimum distributions. Had a good email, and I want to know what the answer is. I won't spoil it here, but it had to do with taking required minimum, speaking of divorce, by the way, taking required minimum distributions, what your RMD should be if your ex happens to get part of your IRA that the RMD is based on. And so we'll talk about that. I have a guess as to what the answer is, Professor Plum. I think you know what the answer is.
I do.
But I'll save it for tomorrow. Good stuff. Required minimum distributions. Something else that your retirement advisor, your financial advisor, I mean, that's a big thing, Professor Plum. A couple of things on required minimum distributions, which we'll bring up tomorrow. Number one, if you need the money, you're not worried about required minimum distributions. You're taking it.
Yeah.
You're taking at least that and probably more.
Yeah. So hopefully you've built the required minimum distribution into your overall planning so you don't have to worry about an extra tax bill because of the required minimum distribution.
Yes. Now, for those who don't need the money, the required minimum distribution can present all kinds of headaches. You would prefer, because you've already got the money you need to live off of and anything else, you would prefer perhaps to leave that money alone, just let it sit there And
let somebody else deal with the taxes.
Let somebody else deal with the taxes, which somebody will have to do at some point, whether it's a spouse or whether it's an heir, whatever. Is there any way you can get out of it, out of your IRA's taxes, unless you give it to some kind of charity?
Well, you can give it to charity.
That's it. Yeah. Anyway, but just the very fact that you're required to take money out of that can also crowd out other income and make it kind of a mess from a taxation standpoint. So the question is, how do you plan for required minimum distributions? If you know you've got to take them, especially if you don't need the money, what do you do? Well, there are ways to perhaps lessen that dreaded tax bill, which we talked about earlier today. Okay. That's coming up tomorrow. As I said, it's going to be a full, rich show with also phone calls and emails. Our trivia for today, this comes to us from Russell, not a guy. I think it's the index.
The Russell Company.
The Russell Company. The small cap Russell 2000 stock index gained 21.3% total return in 2016.
Wow.
Including a 14.3% gain since the end of October of 2016. 14.3% since then?
Yeah. So that means up until that point, it was only 7%. Yeah, it was 21 total, right?
21 total return in 2016 is what it was.
Right.
So right, and since then, but that includes pre-116. So, but anyway, it says the small cap index has gained 10.5% per year over the last 35 years, since 1982.
On average.
On average. The Russell 2000 closed at an all-time high back on December 9th of 2016, it was 1388, for those of you who keep track of the Russell. It's an unmanaged index of small cap securities, which generally involve greater risks.
Well, yeah, the volatility within the small cap. The small cap area has traditionally, if you have the time horizon and the temperament, done very well. But it is, as it mentioned at the bottom of the graphic there, much more volatile. It may have averaged X percent, but it's been significantly higher and lower over different years over that period of time. And unfortunately, a lot of people, when we see those lower years, we tend to get afraid, scared, and we bail out at the wrong time and unfortunately miss the upside where we get that average of pretty good average from over the last X number of years.
It's a darn good average. If you just look at the S&P, I think over 30, 35 years, is it in the 7 or 8%, something like that?
No, I think it's closer to 10.
Is it really? Even so, you look at things like small cap. Small cap is really means small capitalization. And it has to do with generally smaller companies. There are inherent risks in these smaller companies.
Right.
And now, because there are also larger companies that can do damage to smaller companies.
Comparing the index return of the Russell versus the S&P has a certain disadvantage to the S&P. Comparing an investment, if you can get an investment into an index fund of the Russell versus an index fund of the S&P, it's going to be a better comparison because, remember, with the index, you don't get dividends. So the S&P, index return is stated as X. But if you had that same investment in an index fund or something, disregarding management fees, your results would be a little bit better than the index because you would have dividends being paid on the actual investment where the index doesn't have it. But the small cap stocks, they don't have much of a dividend.
If any.
And so the index return and the investment return are going to be more closely related to mm-hmm. than probably, you're probably off by 1.5% on the index return versus an investment return. If you can get a very low cost index return, you're going to have a better return in the index investment than you would in just the index itself.
Yeah.
That's one of the detriments to an index annuity. There's no dividend involved.
And you say, well, how much could the dividend be? Well, in some cases, it could be, what, 1.5%?
The dividend on the S&P 500 is between 1.5% and 2% right
sure.
now.
Sure. Yeah.
So which, if my
over time,
index did 8%, just the index itself, and all they're doing is looking at the raw numbers, if I had an investment in that index, in those exact same investments, again, notwithstanding a management expense, I should do about a 1.5% to 2% better return on the investment than the index showed. We'll see. Now, you've also got management fees, you've got taxes, you've got other things on the actual investment that you have to look at potentially draining some of that return.
But what we're talking about is the before all that.
Talking about comparing one index return to another index return, does it tell the whole story?
And as Professor Plum pointed out, it's important to note, just because the small cap Russell Index has gained 10.5% per year since 1982, the last 35 whatever years, does not mean it did it every single year. There were some where it was way up and there were some where it was way down. You just have to be able to stay the course, as we say, if that's what you want. Okay, out of time. If you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum, do your planning. Get your retirement plans in order. Any Lucia Capital Group advisor will help you out. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.